Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our Now Playing series. We were highlighting the film Wicked, really both films. We were supposed to highlight the first one last year, and we weren't able to do it because I think we were snowed out that day. So we were kind of highlighting the two films there. And in doing so, I took us to Psalm 100. And I want to read Psalm 100. It's only five verses. I'm going to read the whole thing. It says, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Here's why I took us to Psalm 100 on Sunday. When in watching that film, there's a lot of themes in that film. I couldn't possibly cover all of them, but you know, finishing the film, I think you kind of walk away. There's some rightful critique of power and obviously the abuse of power. And there's a lot of commentary in that film on, you know, how do we trust those, particularly who are in charge, who are, you know, maybe spinning certain narratives ways. And that's always a temptation, you know, for those who are in power. Power has a temptation, a tendency to corrupt. But you kind of end the film, and at least for me, it feels confusing. That you kind of walk away. I walked away going, man, we live in a culture that wants so much to talk about truth and goodness, and yet we don't really have a working definition. We don't have an agreed upon definition of what good even is, and what truth, what is truth, who is truth. And there's even a song at the end of the film that says, I don't know if I've been changed for the better, but I know I've been changed for good. And I think the play on words there is I've been definitely changed, not necessarily for the good, but changed for good in the sense of, you know, I've been changed forever. But I don't know if I've been changed for the better. And it just, it felt like to me, and in reading some articles about it later, that, you know, the movie falls into a little bit that post-Christian, post-modern, right? Is there anything that's really true? Is there absolute truth? Is there absolute goodness? And yet at the same time, the film seems to want to cling to that. Yes, there is, and we need to fight for goodness. And so I think that what can happen is, if you're anything like me, you know, you kind of feel this sense of, man, we feel very confused as a culture around what is good and what is right and what is true. And there's so many competing ideologies around, no, this is right. And so I think for the Christian, we have to come back over and over to the scriptures and say, what does God say? What does God say is right and good and true? And I find so encouraging. I mean, verse 5, this whole psalm says, hey, praise him, enter his courts with thanksgiving. And then it says, why? He says, for the Lord is good. What is good? God is good. And his steadfast love endures forever. He's unchanging. His mercy, his loving kindness endures forever. And his faithfulness, which can also be translated, the old King James translated, his truth endures forever. The word there literally means firmness. He is unchanging. His character never changes. He is trustworthy. He's faithful. And his faithfulness endures to all generations. His steadfast love endures forever. So when we wrestle with these questions of, man, what is true and what is good? The answer is God is. And we can build our lives on him. When we are wrestling in a culture that says, I don't even know what's real anymore. God is real. All things flow from him. All things are held together by the word of his power. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And so Jesus is the one we build our lives on. We root ourselves and build our lives and find our identity in the Lord. For he is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and reflect and pray today. Father, thank you that when the world around us and maybe even the narratives going on inside of us are just confusing, and there's so many competing thoughts. I think about what the Apostle Paul says. We don't want to be tossed about by every wind and wave of doctrine. God, we want to root ourselves firmly in you. So I pray, God, for everyone listening, that they would hear these words today. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And it would encourage their hearts. And I also pray, God, for myself, for everyone listening, that daily we would be in your word, reminding of ourselves of these truths, being reminded of who you are, and that you are the steadfast one on whom we build our lives. All other ground is sinking sand. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.